I don't know anything about them either. They're called Fluffy, and they're from New York. And you know me, I was digging through the vinyl, and I thought I'd play something. At random, really. Good morning. It's Charlie Sadaka. I'm here. I'm normally here, but I should be here between 6 and 8, but I have to go to work today. What a life, huh? What a life. So I'm going to be doing kind of 5 to 7, maybe. But it's 5 o'clock now, or just after, 4 minutes past 5. You're listening to WMFO Medford, or WMFO in Medford, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter to me. So a 7-inch single there from 1992. The band are called Fluffy, and it's called Baby Tooth. I so nearly bought... So nearly played Flipper again, because I've never seen a Flipper 7-inch single until recently. Flipper were listed in Kurt Cobain's top 50 bands of all time, top 50 albums of all time. And he had some interesting choices in there, like Locust, Abortion Technician, by the, tons of stuff in there, really interesting stuff. I used to play, every so often, I used to play a couple of tracks from Kurt Cobain's Top 50 in my show on WZBC, but maybe some other time, huh? Poppy stuff today as well. Like this lot from Australia, who kind of broke out last year, kind of. They're called Cub Sport. And this is the single, I Can't Save You. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Good morning. We're gonna go where it is warm, leaving with everything you took. Heading into the sun.
Thank you.
So sometimes you just have to take a chance and play a single if it looks interesting. And I do whole shows like that. That took my attention because they're from Danbury in Connecticut, where my wife's family used to have a place, and near where there was that terrible shooting, unfortunately. The band were called Boba Fett. It was a 7-inch single on their own Crink of Spleen Records from about 1990. I'm just guessing at the year. But the single was called Rib. Anyway, I might play you the other side, as if you haven't suffered enough. You're listening to WMFO, and my name is Charlie. Something slightly more poppy now, or at least the song was, not necessarily this rendition. One moment, please. Normal service will be resumed very shortly, I can assure you. I'm not quite sure what the CD player was doing then, but what you should have heard was...
Just can't take it down. Take it down. Take it down. Take it down.
David, whatever his name is, Iggy and the Stooges, and title track from the album Funhouse. Before that, 7-inch single called Cat's Paw, from a band called Cat's Paw, Moonface Man. I may have played you that before, from a fanzine, which I think was English, and Susanna and the Magical Orchestra and their version of Love Will Tear Us Apart. You're listening to WMFO. Throughout the summer and early autumn, there are a number of local farmers markets where you can buy fresh Massachusetts grown vegetables, fruits, berries, herbs, flowers, honey, and very often baked goods as well. The Medford Farmers Market takes place every Thursday from 3 to 7 in the Condon Shell on Mystic Valley Parkway here in Medford, with free parking in the lot there, as well as both sides of Winthrop and South Streets. The Somerville Davis Square Farmers Market is open Wednesdays from noon till 6 in the lot at Day and Herbert Streets. On the other side of Somerville, Union Square hosts the Farmers Market on Saturdays from 9 until 1 in Union Square Plaza. Cambridge, Arlington, Boston, many other cities and towns have their own local markets as well. For more information, just fire up your favourite internet search engine and look for the farmers markets in your area. It's just a healthy, sensible thing to do. I live in Jamaica Plain, an area of Boston that has its own farmers market, and I highly recommend it. It's just a good idea. What can I tell you? I mean, it's just a no-brainer that you should go to the farmers market if you possibly can. If you have one near you, check it out.
I am fine, the phantom, when I see my spirit sink inside away. There's a singing spirit song, like a soul with a soul in peace. Oh, I see with the free. Takes the ship and lands it way below. And I wake up on the deck. Oh, I wish I had you breathing down my neck. Well now, I'm dining out on this hour. And I've thrown a lot of weight inside this hour. Inside this hour. One evil hour. I hit the like a rock, going down inside the evil Albuquerque.
There you go. I'd never heard that, I don't think. The Inca Babies, although I've known the band reasonably well, more another band from Australia, like the Hoodoo Gurus and people like that, don't get nearly as much attention as they should. The Inca Babies from an album called Evil Hour, the title track from about 1988. And now this...
Sobreviver.
easing you into the morning. It's Saturday morning at 5:40. I feel as though I've been here all week. I've only been here 40 minutes. You're listening to WMFO. My name is Charlie, and apologies for jumping from one musical genre to another every 2 minutes. It's what I do. We've heard from the Inca Babies and the Stooges and Cat's Paw, Susanna and the Magic Orchestra, Boba Fett, Cub Sport and Fluffy, to name but few. And that was Dos Irmãos featuring Mariana de Moraes from one of those Putumayo compilations, which I absolutely love. That one from the Brazilian Lounge compilation. And it seemed the most obvious thing to do. If you've ever listened to any of my shows, you know what I'm going to do now, because that's what I do. It seemed the most obvious thing to do, to follow up anything like that with something like this from Formaldehyde Blues Train. You're listening to WMFO. There you go, a couple of tracks from a 7-inch single from way back on Planned Obsolescence, their own label. The band were called the Daisy Group, somewhere out of Athens, Georgia, home of REM and the B-52s and people like that. Anyway, it's 5:30 or so before 6 o'clock, and my name is Charlie, and I'd normally be doing 6 till 8, so I'll see you here this time, 6 till 8, starting about now, next week. But today I'm here early, and I've already been here an hour. But it is Saturday after all, but it'll be Saturday next week when I'm here, so I hope that's clear. There's a new album out, or coming out very, very soon, by the Black Lips, and it's called either SGOGA Sgoga, or possibly Satan's Graffiti, or God's Ain't, or something. Something like that. So I thought I'd play a track about it. Honestly, on the side of the on the CD, it says SGOGA. Who knows? Who knows what's going on, right? Let's have a listen to it anyway. I'm going to play a couple of tracks from it. This is, first of all, Crystal Knight.
Look at that little house.
I like him a lot. New from the Black Lips, from the album SGOGA, on the Vice label. It looks like it may have been released by that TV channel. You know the one I'm talking about? I believe it's called Vice, hence the name of the label, Vice. It's got the same logo. Anyway, who knows? I mean, I don't know about these things. It's just coming up to 6 o'clock. It's just a few seconds away. You're listening to WMFO Medford or WMFO in Medford. No one really knows. On 91.5 FM, we are WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And hopefully we'll play you some stuff that you haven't heard, and maybe present it to you in a slightly different way than you've heard before. That's all we're trying to do. There's nothing scientific about it. We're just